Voice over 3. My early support team was helping me to educate the two boys, and after that, the visual support team, they gave me very huge help, and charity as well. They gave me huge support for the family and the boys. The family support worker gives me a lot of support, emotionally, physically, everything. And if I have any problem, if I call her, she's always supported me, just like a mother's role. Somebody's just like my mother would. The NHS, they helped me about feeding, language, therapy, the coming home, my home visits. I get in touch with her teachers of the deaf to figure out if there's anything else we can do to support at home. But I didn't know about speech and language therapies. Didn't know about play teachers, about teachers of the deaf. I didn't know anything about that, and many of them, they don't know their rights. I spoke with a couple of mums telling them, do you realise you have to apply for X, Y and Z? You can get help with this and that, and they didn't know. But if you have outside carers, then there is more to be aware of. For example, female people in a disability, they need female carers. Males need male carers. If you wanted to have a carer, it should be in your language, because it's more helpful. You cannot enter somebody's household wearing shoes, and they have to be aware of that. In the religion aspect of it, for example, you cannot come in somebody's house drinking or drunk or with pork or anything like that. But within the Somali community, they like to differentiate females take care of the females and the males take care of the males, which is difficult. If it's a household full of girls and a single father, what's going to happen then? That's when usually they rely on outside carers, and they have to be male carers. I'm always fearful of those people that I come across. Are they going to help me, or are they going to cause me any pain? Will they be supportive, or will it be causing some kind of problems for me and my children? So it was always fear-based. It was always, how am I going to get good support?